Welcome to the new and improved Heckheads podcast. I'm here with Mikey Racked, and that's about all.
Sup, gamers?
As you might be able to tell, all of our members are gone, and if you can't tell, that's because we're changing the type of thing this is. It's going on YouTube instead, and we're going to make some shitty drawings for it or whatever. Now, we need to start off by talking about some very deep and interesting topics. So, since it's almost Halloween, you know, Halloween is April 24th, right? And it's June 23rd, so we're pretty close.
Yeah. What do you want for Halloween? Like, what kind of gifts do you want?
I'm thinking more of like some Easter eggs from Santa, you know. All right, but let's.
I might have like a turkey.
It's a little bit more far away, but let's get into the Christmas vibe here. Let's tell some scary stories, okay? So
nice.
Let's start with this. What do you think about like ghosts and undead and shit? Like, do you believe in that?
Yes.
All right. Have you had any experiences or anything?
No. Well, no. I don't think.
All right.
So.
If you're thinking about the dreams, we can talk about those later here because I'm thinking of adding that in too.
Epic.
All right. So I'll start off with a little bit of like a ghost experience of my own. Hold on. Oh fuck.
Oh.
Did I just lose?
Before you start, your brother wearing a towel doesn't count as a ghost.
What? You cut out.
Your brother wearing a bed sheet doesn't count as a ghost.
Okay, so let's talk about something else then. All right, but in all seriousness, I lost my topic. Like I actually forgot what I was gonna say. So, let's start with the dreams then. It's not really a ghost experience, but it's like a weird fucking abnormal experience. And who knows, shit could have been like some kind of evil spirit punishing us for being too fucking retarded.
Yes.
All right. So you start with yours.
So my dream happened. When did my dream happen?
It was like this year, the beginning of the school. No,
it was definitely last year.
It was last year?
Kind of.
No, it was
maybe December or January.
No, it was 2018. I'm pretty sure it was January. Yeah, it was January. Like.
Yeah, at least in January or something. But so. You'd really have to like know the area of my house for you to understand my dream well.
So basically, let's just give them like a kind of layout so that they kind of understand.
So basically, on my house's property, our backyardish, it's just our backyard and then a bunch of desert, which is surprising that there's desert here. Do you have desert in your house?
Yeah, not in my house, but outside of it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, makes more sense. Yeah, mine's inside. Anyways.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, it's almost like we live in a desert or something.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right.
So, it was me, Jesse, our friend Wyatt, in my dream, we were in my backyard. And we were in my backyard and it was night. We all had big flashlights. And then like on the very back of our fence, we just see like not fireworks in the sky. It was more like a those sparkling candles or like you light them up and it starts like sparkling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you mean like a firework?
Not, kind of like a fire, like when you light a firework and it does that sparkling shit.
Yeah, before it like, meow, like Minecraft
yeah,
firework.
Yeah, it flies off. Yeah, so that was happening. And then we all, like it stops and we all like shine our flashlights at what was the sparkling stuff. And then we just see a black figure run across the fence.
No, let's get this out of the way. It's not a African American. It's like
yeah,
It's like a pitch black shadow type thing.
Yeah, like it was really tall, and it was just pure black.
Like Michael Jordan.
But blacker. So we only
Let me get this out of the way. We're not racist, all right?
Yeah, we only.
Yeah, we're not racist. He's Mexican. Just kidding. He's American. He was born in America. I think he just stopped talking or he lost connection. But he is Mexican. Wait. What happened to him? He fucking left the call. Hold up. Alright. Sent out the text, so let's see. Now, here's the thing that's kind of spooky about these dreams. It's not just one dream in itself, while the dreams are fucking weird. It's that almost our entire friend group had one of these dreams on the same night. And that's the creepy shit about this. So, where the hell is he? So, like, for example, I had one, Elliot from the last podcast, which, may just be purged and deleted or something. She had one of them. Yeah. I'm just waiting for him to join back. Oh, there you are. I was about to just say, all right, that's all for the Heckheads podcast. I'll see you guys
later. Wait, no. Wait.
What? Hello?
Did you end it?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My dad just called me to look for a gun on eBay. Anyways, where did I leave off?
I don't know. I was just bringing up, like, why this shit's scary. It's because, like, our entire friend group had one of those dreams on the same night.
Yeah. So, I think I left off where the black figure ran around, rubbed itself across the fence, but also running.
All right. And so, we should actually start saying shadow because,
Well, mine wasn't more of a shadow. It was like an actual, like, it was like a dark void figure.
Yeah, that's what I mean by shadow, because, like, obviously it's not like you can see through it or anything, but it feels like a type of shadow.
Yeah, so, like, when in my dream, when we flashed the light at it, it only, like, outlined a figure. So, like,
yeah, that's exactly.
It didn't light up.
Yeah, it didn't, like, light up or anything. The light didn't go through it or anything. It's just, like, a void, you know? And an outline, like a lack of light. That's why I say shadow, because there is no light around it. It kind of like absorbs it.
Yeah. So, you bless. So we all split up from that area we were standing in. I go into my house, and I call Jesse in my dream, and I'm like, "Yo, bro, are you good? Where are you?" When he picked up, he was all like, "I'm at home. What are you talking about?" Like, he wasn't there with me. So I'm like, "Wait, what the fuck? You were literally just right here next to me." And like, we flashed a figure. I mean, we flashed a light at a figure and blah, blah, blah. And then I just get the presence that something is right behind me. So I turn around and it's the shadow figure. Boo!
It's say boo because it's scary.
I was gonna say something, but you were gonna have to bleep it out anyways. So, I see the figure right there, and in my dream, when I confronted it, I knew its name. Its name was Maggot. Why? I have no idea. So,
We should avoid saying bad things to not ruin our future careers.
Not the F1, Maggot with an M.
Yeah, I know. I was just, you know, funny.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the fat. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So Maggot never talked. Like, he didn't even, like, say a word.
Yeah, but like he could
It
like
was.
understand him, you know?
I was able to understand what he was going through. Like, he was something that, like, he felt in, like, himself, like he knew everybody, like he knew people didn't like felt like he was like ugly. And so, like, I keep saying, like, he just gave out that vibe where he's
Negative
feeling
emotion,
off.
but
Yeah,
like
negative
negative
emotions, like,
emotion for himself, not for you. But like
yeah, like,
you felt like you could understand what he was going through and you could like.
yeah, he was that guy that went to a party and nobody like talked to him. Like, he was an outcast. He felt like an outcast. That's the word.
And then
And
obviously like we're not like as much of outcasts, but most of us came from that type of came from that type of feeling. Like we all didn't have like tons of friends before we met our big group and all that.
yeah.
And then we started getting more and all that. Now things are a lot better, but like it was like a reflection of his past self, or something like that, and it was going through the same types of things that he went through, so he could like understand it. I don't know, he can explain it better. You go ahead.
Yeah, so like then I talked to him. I'm like, bro, don't feel like that, blah blah blah, as if I was already Maggot's friend. And then I think then I just blink or something, and then he in front of my house, it's our fence. So then he's outside the fence when I blink and I open my eyes again, and then that like orange sparkly thing starts happening again. And then he just looks at me, and I think he like waves bye or something. And then he just goes into that like orange thing, like a portal or something.
You never told me
And
about this portal thing.
it was like the thing that he came in with, like the orange sparkling thing. So like
Oh, okay.
he came in from it and he left out from it. So then I
Like
go to
he was from a di like he was from a different world, but at the same time it kind of felt like you got transported to that world. So here's the
yeah.
way that I kind of see it. I kind of see it in the way that like instead of him teleporting out, he was bringing you out of his world. And the other thing is like I'm kind of confused on like why the hell I would be there, but that's the end of it, right?
No. Then
Oh
I
yeah,
go
I
to my
forgot this part.
bedroom and I go to sleep in a position where like my legs are on the floor, but like my top body half is on the bed and I'm just sleeping there. And when I wake up from my dream, I woke up in the same position I was when I went to bed in my dream.
So it was like confusing as hell, like you were like, wait, what the fuck? Was that a dream or not, right?
Yeah, so like it felt like as if I was still dreaming, but I woke up from that, but I wasn't dreaming, and I literally woke up the same way I slept in my dream.
Yeah. All right, so let me start on mine, and then we can try to explain the other ones. Elliot has a difficulty explaining things, so I had to kind of play the guessing game with her to understand hers, and I still don't completely understand it. We should probably pull her in here eventually and she'll explain it. But I'll start with mine. So me and Mikey used to go to this thing called like a coding club. We like went to this community college or whatever and learned some coding. And during the winter it would become like pitch black night while we were on the bus back, right?
Yeah.
Now, we're on the bus back and it's dark as hell, and the bus and we're like doing stupid shit. We throw something, the teacher's like, "Hey, whoever did that, you're gonna be in huge trouble if I find out." And we're just laughing our asses off, right? It felt like completely normal. And then the bus stops, and we're like, "Oh shit. They're really serious about this, right?" And
Yeah.
the bus driver's like, "The bus just stopped working. I think it broke down. We might have to call someone." And we're like, "Oh shit. Now we're gonna have to sit here for an hour." So I get out my phone to call my mom, right? And there's no service. And we feel like a thump on the back of the bus. The bus driver says for everybody to get out of the bus, so we do. We're kind of freaked out. Mikey says something like, "Oh shit, the bus is about to explode."
I would say that.
And we're laughing. Everybody else is like, "Oh my God, how are you laughing?" And then we all get off. And there's like rustling in the bushes, so we both look that way. And then I look back at the bus, and it's fucking gone. And everything seems like darker, and there's kind of like it's like pitch black, but there's like kind of like an orange flow, you know?
Yeah, so like it's orange tinted-ish.
Yeah. Like on the horizon, like a sunset, but it's pitch black at night, you know?
So
And
like dawnish. No, not dawnish.
no,
Sun
not at all. It's
sunset.
like pitch black at night, but there's like, but on the horizon, you can see like orange tents and all that kind of stuff. Like, not tents as in like camping in tent, but
Oh.
like, you get the idea, I
Yeah.
think. And things fell off, you know? And there's rustling in the bushes, and we look behind us, and there's like this big ass fucking like shadow monster thing. Like, it's big. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know the fucking build of a gorilla?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but with like a spiky spine, very, very angry, big eyes, and like a huge ass mouth with like you could tell that there was a big ass mouth with
Yeah,
sharp teeth, but you
blue
couldn't
eyes as
see it.
well, huh?
And it had like these big glowing
Blueish
blue
eyes.
eyes. It fucking looks at us and fucking runs toward us. We dip. Like, oh shit, bye. And then we fucking run for like 5 minutes. We look behind us, it's gone. And then we start seeing shit in the bushes start moving again. And we start running again.
And at some point I think we keep running. At some point we encounter our friend Joe.
And if you're wondering why we know these so well, it's because we've talked about them for like ever since they happened, because you know that's the kind of shit you don't forget, having the same dream as all your friends with the same kind of theme on the same night, without any of them knowing about it until like one of them brings it up, and then the other one's like, oh yeah, I had that too, and then starts spreading among everyone else.
Yeah.
So we're running, and eventually we see our friend Joe. Friend, he's kind of a stopped hanging out with us recently. Heck him. He's stupid head. Not really, but he stopped hanging out with us, you know?
Yeah.
But we see him and he's recording and he's like, and we're like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, recording. I'm gonna show it to the police. I'm like, there's no service. And he's like, yeah, there was for me. And he looks at his phone and there's not anymore. So he's like, oh shit, never mind. Let's. R and then, And we hear the rustling in the bushes, and the thing fucking pops out. It feels like it can like change its shape and disappear and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like it felt like it could become the fucking wind or some shit. Anyway, it appears, and we're all like, okay, bye. We dip. And after like 5 minutes of running, and hold on, let me explain the area. We're on like a fucking like highway, not highway, but like a big road.
Not a highway.
But like
Yeah.
it's a big empty road with nothing around it. But it's in the area that we live in, and we start running, and in about 5 minutes we're at my house, and
No, no,
again,
no. You're missing one part that I find hilarious.
what?
Me, you, and Joe keep running for like a long time, right?
Well,
Then Joe says,
it was
Joe
short, but it
says,
felt like a long time, and Joe says, I'm getting tired, right? You explain it.
yeah. Joe says, guys, I don't think I'm gonna make it. I'm getting tired. And I go, Joe, shut the fuck up. If you're getting tired, get on my fucking back, and we're gonna keep running. Which I found that
It was
hilarious.
fuck. It was hilarious. If I wasn't in the moment in the dream, I would have like fucking busted laughing. So we keep on running. Joe's like complaining the entire way, probably wasting his breath, fucking dumbass. And we don't look behind us, but we can feel it behind us. And there's like, you know, like
Yeah.
shaking in the ground and shit.
It's like one of those things where you feel like something's watching you.
It
But
was
you
like
just
from
think it's
all
following
around
you.
me though, besides from in front of me. Every time I would turn, it would be like there's something watching me from behind me. And it wasn't Joe and Mikey, trust me. they weren't watching me. They were keeping their eyes ahead of them. So after about 5 minutes or less, like a minute, we end up in my house. And that's not possible, you know, it'd be like a 20-minute drive, so it'd probably be like a 2-hour walk or run, you know. Anyway, that's aside the point. We get in. Apparently there's a basement in my house now, and my parents are all like, too bad, we're already in here, it's locked, you have fun. Now, thinking back on it now, it felt like everybody actually disappeared, so it might have just been one of those fucking shadows trying to, you know, make me feel hopeless or something. I think that these things were like in a different reality or something, don't you? Like, yeah, we fucking got teleported to these realities from like a kind of like combination of things happening in the real world and in that world that made us go to those realities, and that's why everything disappeared. Anyway, doubt it was really the parents, but they said, "You're on your own, sorry, bitch," and then like they stopped talking, you know? So we're like, oh, shit. Joe runs to my brother's room, which was the only room with a lock. I'm in a different house now, but, like, my room didn't have a lock at that house.
Yeah, because didn't you say your brother broke it?
Yeah, my brother broke it. Anyway, so Joe runs into my brother's room and locks the door. And we're like, all right, you fucker. We run into my room. Hold on. I need to message something to Mikey real quick. Alright, so, you see that, right?
Can I read it?
Not out loud.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so, sorry, it's just something for telling the story that I had to remind him about. So, in my room, I have this, like, weird-ass, like, chunk of metal that I found on the road on my shelf, right? I grab that, and I put it on the window, and we grab some other things, like, we barricade the door with my drawer and all that. We start grabbing shit from my room and barricade everything. Mikey, before that, had grabbed, like, a dull knife from the kitchen, and I had grabbed my bow and arrow from my closet. It's like a shitty tiny bow and arrow from when I was a kid, but, it could still shoot arrows and shit. And I'm, like, ready for anything, you know? Little kid mm-hmm. with a bow and arrow versus the fucking void. and we hear, like, a thump on the other side of the house. We hear Joe scream, and we're like, okay, he's fucking dead. It's honestly what we were like. We're like, all right, too bad. He took the good room. Now he's dead. Karma, bitch.
Which is weird, because when I went to that house, the old house you were in, Harrison's room didn't have a window. Yours did.
It has a window. His window was just closed.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. They're basically like the same room, except, you know, mine's cooler.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't have a lock. Anyway. So, we're like hiding against the wall, and the window like starts breaking. We still have the barricades up and stuff, but the window starts breaking. We hear the glass shatter, and eventually like it starts punching the metal, and the metal like flies back and it starts reaching its hand in. Mikey like throws his dull knife at it. I'm like, what the fuck, why do you throw it? And he's like, I don't know, I'm scared. I'm like, okay, what are you gonna do if it comes in? And you're like, I don't know, crawl over and grab it. I'm like, you're gonna get fucking killed. He's like, okay. Anyway, so the thing like fucking like slams its head through, right? It has both of its arms in now. It's like trying to push itself through the window. Its fat ass can't get in. But it's gonna get in eventually, you know. And something tells me to aim for its eyes. So I fucking aim the bow and arrow at its eyes. I shoot the arrow like it's about to hit the eye, and the dream ends. I wake up in a cold sweat, like, oh, ooh, bruh. But, I think that, you know, I fucking killed it, and I'm epic as hell. But who knows, maybe it knocked the arrow back, and I fucking died. I just like to think that, you know, I won victory. You know?
Yeah.
Got the dub, as the kids say.
Fat dubski.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I read on something where they say, or like, let's say you're about to die in a dream. You wake up at that moment because your brain
doesn't know what death is like.
Know what death is. Yeah.
Bro, wait. What if when you die, you wake up? What if when you die, you wake up, like, somewhere else in your life, and you just start from there again and get to make new decisions and shit?
No, bro. I swear, I believe in reincarnation.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like when you die, there's just, like, no chance that there...
Yeah, there's nothing. I don't have a religion, but I think that, like, there's such a small chance that, like, everything just disappears. Consciousness itself feels too big to be able to, you know, just disappear. But here's the other thing. There are more people, like, appearing in the world all the time, you know? And it doesn't stay the same number, which could mean that reincarnation goes in between, like, species and shit. Like, you fuck up in life, you become a worm, you know? And, you know, we make a species go extinct, and there's going to be more humans. Or maybe there's fucking aliens somewhere, and they reincarnate as humans, you know? Maybe. But, well, wait, let's get on to this topic afterwards, because I got to talk about everybody else's dream real quick. So, one of my friends, they had a dream where, like, we were all hanging out in this fucking shack. It's a real place. We were hanging out there, fucking around, and Elliot fucking turns into one of the monsters, and it starts fucking yeeting everybody, and I say something about the eyes and aiming for them, and the dream ends. It's a much shorter one than a lot of them. Joe had one where he was in a kind of like painting world, and he felt like he was being chased by this thing, and it was like one of the shadow monsters too. But he feels like he's trapped and being chased, but he can't, like, move, but he can't, that kind of thing, you know? Elliot had one about, like, where she, like, woke up in that reality, but, like, a day, everything was, like, the sky was, like, orange and felt polluted and stuff, the world was, like, dry and waste, and, like, a wasteland, you know? And she went to school, and, like, it was filled with, like, these husks of, like, the people that went there, you know? And, did anyone else have one? Did he fucking die again? Alright, he died again. This is a bro moment. Let's see, that's about all I remember. I think there was more of them, but... The weird shit is that so many people had, like, one of these types of dreams. You know, me and Mikey had the coolest ones, but, how long has this recording been? We have been recording for 28 minutes. Let's see. So, he died again. I think his phone might have died or some shit. Let me message him. Alright, you know what? We'll just continue this section of the Heck Heads podcast when he comes back. So, I'll see you guys later. Thank you for... Well, no, this isn't the end of it. What the fuck? Oh, wait, nope, never mind. He's back.
My parents keep calling me about buying guns.
What are they trying to do? Shoot up the school?
No, they just want a thermal scope.
For what?
My dad's hunting rifle.
Oh! What is he even gonna hunt out here? A fucking squirrel?
Coyotes? Snakes?
Coyotes and snakes scary, though.
Exactly!
Oh!
That's why he wants a thermal scope.
He protect.
And he attack.
But most importantly... He eat hunted thing fat. For snack.
Oh. Oh. I'm gonna say he big fat.
Oh. That's
insane. From eating the snack. Hey.
Bruh. All right.
Okay,
So,
what were you
did
talking about?
anybody else have one of them besides that one person in my class, Elliot and Joe?
I don't think so.
All right, yeah. That was all. But the weird shit is that we all had that dream, you know? And
I know it was a Wednesday. It happened on
yeah,
a
it was a
Wednesday.
Wednesday. It was a Wednesday. And we all
My
figured
dream
out
happened
about
that Wednesday night.
and it all like kind of like came together like everybody talked about it on Friday. But me and Mikey talked about it on Thursday, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to another topic.
Space.
Space now? I
Do
thought we
you
were going
think
to talk.
aliens exist?
Absolutely, yeah. It would
Yes.
especially with the idea we talked about before, it would first of all feel impossible that we're alone and that this vast emptiness is really that empty.
Yeah.
Like, we can't be the only planet with this kind of opportunity, and obviously this planet isn't gonna last forever while we should like try to preserve it and stuff. It's gonna have something that happens to it, and there are tons of planets that can host life. And oh, sorry. I think that if there are planets that can host life with a little help, I think that there's definitely planets that could like host life from the beginning. Now the question is, how much of this life is intelligent? And I say probably as much as I'd say that there's probably like 20 other like intelligent species that are intelligent as us or more, you know?
We need to find aliens and let Elon Musk fuck them.
Bro, Elon is horny, horny, you know? All right.
No, but for real, there's no way that we're all like alone.
Yeah.
No way.
And then the other thing is like even if there's no intelligent life near us, there's definitely like fucking bacteria and shit
Yeah.
that's in space and shit. And that's just enough proof in itself. Like there's been water in space and they've found like some possible bacteria on like asteroids and shit. And I personally think that we came from an asteroid. Like a fucking asteroid landed and then we fucking
Well,
like the bacteria from it evolved because of the suitable planet. I think that like asteroids are the secret to life.
what shocks me, I watched a video, like how the universe's timeline and shit, and like how Earth came to be. What the thing that shocks me is that like how lucky were we to like get hit, like Earth get hit with all that shit. And like caused it to rain and to like grow grass and then like still be lucky enough to like grow like life and conscience at the same time.
Yeah, and I think that any life, like any decently intelligent life, has a consciousness. And you can see this in, for example, like fucking dogs. They clearly have a consciousness. Not cats, those bitches are fucking soulless.
I know at least one person
Yeah.
that if they hear this, they're gonna get really mad at
Yeah,
me.
somebody's gonna get really mad.
Like, what the
Especially
fuck?
Elliot.
Cats are the
Yeah, but this is
best.
just a joke. Don't kill us. Cats are cool. They have souls too, okay? They just, they eat their owners after they die, so, you know.
Yeah. Why can't dogs also have 9 lives, huh?
Yeah. Fuck you.
I mean, humans definitely don't like deserve dogs because we're so shitty people, but dogs should like at least have 9 lives.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. My fucking dog freaked the fuck out yesterday because he wasn't getting enough attention. He fucking like cr crawls on my bed, rolls over on his back, and is like, "Arr!" And he keeps on doing that until I pet him. And eventually, I'm like petting him and looking at my phone. He gets so mad. He wants my undivided attention, and this goes on for maybe like a full hour before he chills out and goes to sleep. You see, it's clear proof that dogs have consciousness, you know?
There's definitely a planet out there that's just ruled by dogs.
Bro. The only issue is, have they been trained? What if they just shit on us, you know? Anyway, but yeah, I definitely think that there's life out there. I hope that there's intelligent life. And have you guys, you guys probably know about the thing that happened with the fucking big ass quote unquote rock thing that got a whole new classification for like space objects. The thing that like flew past Earth, fucking did a 360 and then shot into space again.
It's just me in this Discord. You said you guys know about this rock thing. It's just me.
It is just us probably. I mean, unless you actually are into that stuff, you're probably not gonna know. But basically, like, thing that looks like spaceship flew past Earth, fucking did a 360, and shot back into the shot out of the solar system.
Yeah, I just don't understand people who like just say that their aliens don't exist.
And
Like
if you think that this
maybe.
is fake, go ahead and look it up. Like it's completely real, and like Harvard students have done fucking research on it, and it got its own classification for a type of space object. And people that say the aliens aren't real, I mean, and then hold
They're
on,
probably
this
flat
is kind of a
earthers.
touchy subject, but people that say the aliens aren't real are also the type of people you ask them if God's real, they say yes. You say, what proof do you have? And they say, I don't need any. And then that's the same thing that happens. Like these people, you say, do you believe in aliens? They say, no, there's no proof.
Yeah, how, where's the proof that there's a God?
Exactly. And if you believe in that, that's fine. I mean, if there's a chance of aliens, there's definitely a chance of a higher life form.
Yeah, and
Now, I believe that there are some that there is a possibility of a type of alien that can create other life. Like a type of overseer.
well, we can create life.
Yeah. I could do it right now, except I can't. I don't have a girlfriend. Also, I'm underage. That would be illegal. But I mean, technically, I can, you know? I have the potential, you know? I can nut, I can create life. And as long as you have your balls, you can create life. And if you're a girl, as long as you have your vagina.
Your cat part, fucking
Meow.
pussy. Now, like I maybe it's like it is possible, but like the governments like don't want us to know. Maybe it like I understand people that are like,
Yeet.
I understand people that say, oh, aliens haven't visited Earth, but they like you can't say that aliens aren't real. Maybe aliens haven't visited Earth, or maybe they have. We don't know because the fucking government won't tell us if there have.
Here's the other thing. What do you think about the UFOs? I actually think that UFOs and like sightings of that kind of stuff is three different things. One, aliens. Two, time traveling humans from the future trying to warn us about things because these things have like a big. They started coming like there was huge amounts of them when
If
the
they
nuke
do.
started, like when nuke development started, tons of them started appearing. So like maybe it's a combination of humans coming from the future to try to warn us, because they
Yeah,
say
but
things like. You need to change, or this Earth isn't going to survive. It could be aliens, or I say it could be a kind of duplication of the human consciousness that goes on to try to warn people, like a type of
yeah,
limbo type thing.
but even
And not the.
these
Wait, hold on. And
people
not like the
from
UFOs you see flying in the sky. I mean, like the actual, like, things that happen, like you actually see, like, aliens. Well. Aliens, angels, that kind of shit. If you see a UFO in the sky, it's either that, a UFO, which is in my opinion either a secret government aircraft, or an alien, but I think more of secret government aircraft. Now, when you see that shit in space, that's when I think it's aliens. All right, you can say your thing now.
Fuck, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. If it is people like if there is a chance of time travel and people from the future warn us about shit that could happen, if like let's say let's like For example, use 9/11. If 9/11 was avoided, something even worse could have happened. Like in the future, it could happen.
That's
So
actually
like,
true because we strengthened our security after that. Like we strongly strengthened our security for like terrorism and that kind of stuff, and that kind of thing
yeah.
hasn't happened again. Now let's say it didn't happen, and present day, World Trade Center is still there. Something could have happened. I mean, like, who knows? Somebody could have run into the country with a nuke strapped onto their back, you know?
Yeah, and then if that didn't happen, something worse would have even happened. That's why like a lot of people talk about like if you mess with time,
Hey,
it
check the
like
chat.
worse things can happen. What'd you put?
Check the chat.
Fuck you. Dude, that got me laughing so much yesterday.
We'll talk about yesterday in a second.
Hey, yo, watch your jam, watch your
What
jam.
your Okay. But aside from all the shitty jokes, I mean, like, people died and shit, and it's really sad.
Yo, watch your jam.
Like, okay, I'm
That's
sorry.
too soon.
Okay, but, like, people died and shit, and it's sad, and a lot of people wish that it could have been avoided, but I think that, like, if it was avoided, worse things would have happened.
Yeah. And it's not even like an if statement. Worse things would
Yeah,
have
would have
happened.
happened. They would have happened, because so many things changed when 9/11 happened. Like, you know.
Airport security.
Yeah, I mean, like, the 9/11's the reason you're not allowed to bring fucking water bottles on the planes for some reason. I don't know how that caused that, but like, for some reason, airports are
Drowning.
scared of fucking water bottles.
Drowning.
Oh yeah, if somebody brought too many, if too many people brought water bottles onto the plane, they could drown the plane. If they all poured out the water at the same time, then close the door.
The Titanic, but in the air.
Except it crashes into a skyscraper.
Yo, watch your jam, watch your I am sorry for all the victims of 9/11 and all the families and relatives.
Yeah, we're okay. Again, we're not like 9/11 isn't a funny thing. It's just the jokes that you can make out of it. We didn't have any experience, so obviously we're gonna have it be a lot more lighthearted than anything else. Like, things that happen during our lifetime are gonna feel more serious because they feel more real to us, you know?
Remember that tweet that I screenshotted and posted on my story about that fucking dumbass that said, "Oh, these are things that you can't make fun of."
Oh yeah. Okay, another thing. Humor is humor. You can't have humor without making light out of dark things. That's basically the whole center of humor. And
Yeah,
if
dude,
you're not allowed to make
coughing is.
jokes out of shit like retardation, illness, tragedy, then it's gonna be just that, tragedy.
Here, I found it. So let's just talk about it and like say the point of making a joke like out of this. Like okay, comedy is just so like people can like find the light in it, like so they don't feel bad at for it. So let's like death for an example. Death is really fucking scary.
It's scary as
I'm
hell. The
definitely fucking scared of
it's
death.
death is like the living potential not living. It's like the existing potential of everything that you do in your
Yeah.
life being nothing.
Yeah. Like, there's so much future and, like, fucking shit you can do. And death is just that one thing where, like, it can end right there. And you'd never be able to do any of the shit you want to do.
Unless
But
reincarnation exists, and
and
the
which
scary shit is,
definitely exists.
especially the loss of consciousness, which I don't think is possible. I think that like soul and consciousness spread somewhere, you know?
Yeah, and the reason people make jokes for of death is so it can lighten up the mood.
Exactly.
That's the whole reason for comedy and humor. It's so people don't feel so gray and blue about sad stuff that could be turned into light things.
Yeah, I mean, like, the list has so much shit, and it even says racism. You can't make jokes about racism. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, racism.
Not don't
is
be
like...
a racist. It's that you aren't allowed to make jokes about the topic of racism.
Yeah, this person said things you should never joke about, and she has a whole list of this stuff. Which, let me point out, that this person is a fucking furry. So she
her opinion is invalid immediately just because of that furry profile picture.
Yeah, so she lists a bunch of shit, and at the end of the list she says, if you still joke about these, please stop. It's not funny. You're only being immature. That's the whole fucking point of comedy.
You don't have to be fucking serious about every aspect of your life. That's what makes that's what makes things so fucking dull. That's why you see so many fucking middle-aged people so fucking depressed. Because everybody just has a 9-to-5 job doing the same shit over and over again, never getting anywhere. And humor is one of the few things that'll like help you bring people out of that depressing moment, you know? Like making a joke with your friends at the fucking factory about retarded people, you know? It's not offensive. Now, obviously, you don't go up to retarded people and be like, hey, look at that fucking retard.
Yeah, now that is definitely...
That's messed up.
And, for another example, cancer, which is definitely a hard subject.
And it's super sad. I mean, like... Again, it's similar to death, but I mean, it just pops up out of fucking nowhere and takes everything from you. You know,
yeah.
It's sad, it's scary, and everybody can get it. You don't know if you have it. It's nearly like it's unavoidable if you live long enough, and it's scary. So obviously, people are gonna make jokes out of it.
Yeah, if you have a loved one that has passed away from cancer, people can make jokes about cancer, not about the victim who has died of cancer.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't like go up to somebody and say how fucking loser your fucking relative died of cancer. Again, that's a dick move. It's messed up, and that's the type of shit that psychopaths do. People that don't sociopaths do. People that don't have empathy.
Yeah, and like making fun of someone for that reason is definitely crossing the line, but if you joke about it without like involving that person, it's fine. It's humor. It's to make you laugh.
I say that if you aren't directing humor based off of tragedy at the victims of tragedy, then it's fine. Leave the victims out of it and make jokes about the event or thing itself, and it's fine.
Yeah, if someone makes an offensive joke, and you get offended by it, you have a right to be offended because it's offensive.
You have as much of a right to be offended by a joke as people who make the joke have to make the joke.
Yeah, but if somebody makes a non-offensive joke and you get offended for it, that's 100% your fault, and that person that made the joke shouldn't be the one to blame.
Exactly, and even if it is an offensive joke, it shouldn't be... People that make the offensive jokes shouldn't be blamed. Now, here's the thing. I'm not a huge fan of edgy humor. I think it's fucking stupid most of the time. But, like, people that make the jokes have as much of a right to make the jokes as the people have to be offended, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all for that one. Let's talk about something else now. I think we've gotten our point out on that. Hold on, let me check how much...
Sorry. Just a meme page followed me named El Krusty Croc. I mean, Cock.
How many followers do they have? Like two? Or do they have like 1,000 or some shit? Like
they only have two things posted and they have 100 followers.
Alright, sounds like a bot to me.
Oh, I was gonna say because I definitely heard you cough right now.
Oh yeah, the recording doesn't hear me cough. I mute it.
Shit. Now every time I cough, they hear me. Fuck.
You haven't coughed, I don't think. I didn't mute myself that time. Nice. We're 50
So
minutes
yeah.
in. We could just end this on like a ending topic.
This definitely was fucking good.
Yeah, this is great. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Heckheads podcast. It's mostly just gonna be me and Mikey from now on YouTube and shit.
May
But we might have like
maybe
special
a
guests
special
sometimes.
guest like our friend Deontay.
Yeah, like, and
Definitely, we're gonna call him something else.
yeah, obviously, like, they won't be in for the entire time, but they'll be in for like a segment, and then they'll dip, you know, and we'll continue talking just the two of us. But I hope
Yeah.
you guys enjoyed this,
And
and
we're definitely gonna try to do this like at least like a weekly thing for summer, 'cause summer's fucking
it
boring.
is boring as hell. Okay, one more thing. Let's end on a lighter topic since we've been talking about so many like dark things. Let's tell them about the potion we made yesterday.
Yeah, let's talk about yesterday.
Yeah, okay. So, let me just lay out the events of yesterday real quick. And then we'll say and then after we finish talking about this, we'll say goodbye
Yeah,
and
we also recorded a 14-minute video of the main part of yesterday, which is definitely this is going on YouTube, right? So we're definitely gonna post that video there.
yeah, we could actually like just include the video on this recording if you send it to me.
We'll have like a 10-minute video like at the end of this. So
Since this is probably gonna take like a day or two to upload,
yeah.
since I'm gonna have to like edit and stuff, but hold on. All right. So, let's start. So, first event, Deontay comes over. We play a bit of Smash Bros. My controller breaks. At least the one that I play Smash Bros. With. So we played this anime fighting game called My Hero Wants Justice, and we're laughing our asses off at the Japanese that we can't understand and the anime characters beating the shit out of each other.
Tell
It's hilarious.
them about the eyes at the loading screen, what you thought.
The what at the loading screen?
The eyes.
The eyes? Oh, you mean the chick?
No. Remember the loading screen when like it just like zooms in and you guys saw
Oh
like
yeah,
the
okay,
eyes.
so
Yeah.
on the loading screen, it zooms in and we thought that the characters open their eyes wider when you press play. And then when Mikey comes over, we're like, okay, this character's open their eyes wider when we press play, just watch. And we press play and and the eyes just open, and the eyes don't open at all. It zooms in.
Yeah, I was like literally the smartest one there at that moment. I'm like, they don't get bigger. It just zooms in. What are you talking about?
Anyway, so like the battles consisted of stuff like Super Boner Man,
Abusive father.
yeah, Abusive Father,
Terrorist.
Terrorist. Muscle Man,
Titty
aka
on your bitch.
Carnage.
Titty bitch.
Yeah, Titty Bitch.
Handyman.
Handyman. Big Boy. Lots of gay porn stars.
Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa. More titty bitches. Earbuds. Car.
Yeah, wait, also, let me just say, when I got to Jesse's house, Deontay was already there, right? So I walk in and I just hear Jesse in the kitchen go, Deontay, no, put that down, put that down. I walk into the kitchen and Deontay's just pointing a gun at me. It wasn't an actual gun, it was an airsoft that Jesse bought for a dollar.
So here was the plan. You were gonna come in and Deontay was gonna jump out with the gun. But here's the thing. He didn't have his glasses on because his dog ate them, so he couldn't tell if it was a gun or like a remote or something. He's like, that's a
No,
gun.
I couldn't tell if it was a gun or a burnt, not burnt, an old, like, brown
Banana.
banana.
And you're like, that's a gun. And I was telling him to put it down because your mom was coming in.
Yeah, my mom literally walked in as well. Which then she left. I'm glad she didn't see Deontay with the gun.
She, because that wouldn't have been good.
Yeah, I would have got there and then I would have left.
Okay,
She'd be like, oh no, I think I have to go to Walmart and I need to take my child back.
I could
Phone
barely
cut off.
understand what you just said, but because you were glitchy. All right, now for the main event, after we played for a while, and we're screaming, and all that, we decide to make a potion. So we're drinking. Oh wait, no, we have a Nerf war first, and we're thirsty, so we come in, and we're drinking orange juice, and I'm like, all right, I need to drink this as fast as possible. I get a fork and I start drinking it with a fork, and
And
Mike is
then
like.
I said, I can one up you. And so I grab a knife and start drinking with it.
And then
And then he didn't even do anything else. I'm like, okay, no, I can one up you. And I grabbed chopsticks and tried drinking with it. And then he still didn't do anything. And then I grabbed a sharper knife. I'm like, no, I can one up you.
and he
And
puts it
then
down,
that's when he actually
and he
did.
puts it down, but then I'm like, no, I can one up you. I go and fill the orange juice up with water, so it's just orange juice and water, like barely any orange juice filled with water, and I take a big old gulp of it. It was disgusting. It was tap water, like.
And then I said, oh no, I can one up you. And I put soap in my orange juice and drank at him.
And then from there it gets worse and worse. Now we start adding things in, and you'll see a video of it.
But let's tell them what at least what's in there. What
So
was in
orange
there?
juice, water, Sprite,
Olive oil.
butter, olive oil, olive oil,
Olive oil.
olive oil, salt,
Butter.
watermelon juice, butter. Did I already say butter? I did.
I said butter. Sprite,
Yeah,
no
I already
ears.
said Sprite.
Milk, milk. You did
Oh yeah,
say that one.
milk. I forgot about the milk part. Coffee, salt,
You
watermelon.
already said salt.
Yeah, I think we said all of them. And we combine these
Yeah.
all. It starts getting a bit too
Overfillish.
overfilled. So we pour it into this giant golden goblet. And we start mixing it, and then Mikey decides to take a big ol' sip.
Hey, I didn't decide. I told you guys, should I drink out of it? And you're like, do it, no balls. So I did it.
Yeah, and he did it multiple times. And every single time, he was impressed by the lack of puking.
No, I drank it one
Oh,
time,
wait, hold
and
on.
then. Huh? Huh? Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, I'm back. My mom came and she's home. And I have food,
Okay.
so let's finish
So.
let's just finish this up quickly. We eat pizza, we play more video games, we play Minecraft, we make jails and shit. It was great.
And we all. Jesse also got two English muffin bread thingies. And he filled it up with sand, put a leaf in it. I ate it. I said it was too dry, so he wet it with water, and then I ate it again. And with the orange juice thing, Deontay, I drank it. It tasted like orange juice until I got to the watermelon. Then I'm like, oh, okay. So then Deontay says, I heard if you drink soda right after you drink something, you're gonna puke. So I drank it, put it down, grabbed some Sprite, and I drank it as well, and I didn't puke.
Yeah, I was all like, no, go outside. Go outside.
Yeah,
And
which
it.
I feel like
Deontay was a
all the
liar.
shit I've eaten,
Or
I feel like
maybe you're
that's the
just
reason why I
resistant.
didn't puke.
All right.
Yes.
So, thank you for listening. We're gonna end it there because I gotta go. But, yeah, this is pretty nice. We're gonna try to do this more, and I'll see you later. Thank you for listening to the Heckheads Podcast.